This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Nephew, thank you. Subject, my daughter-in-law and my sons. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 64-year-old married man and I have two sons. My wife and I are retired and we enjoy spending time with our three grandchildren. Our oldest son got married 6 years ago and I used to love his wife. She's been a part of our family for 10 years. My wife and I spent a week with my son and his family for Christmas. I got up early one morning to meditate and get my coffee while the house was still quiet. As I walked into the kitchen, I could hear my daughter-in-law in her office on the phone. I heard her say, "Your parents took the kids to the mall yesterday." It kind of threw me off because she could only be talking to my other son. I never mentioned it to my wife. On Christmas Eve, my daughter-in-law left her phone in the kitchen face down. It kept on vibrating, so my wife flipped the phone over to see whose phone it was. She said she saw back-to-back texts from our younger son, who just turned 30. She thought maybe he was trying to pop up and surprise us for Christmas. I thought to myself, that might be why my daughter-in-law was talking to him that morning. Christmas Day came and we all FaceTimed with our younger son, who said he had no plans of joining us. I was really puzzled by that point. It all came out last week when my younger son came home and said he had to talk to me. He told me that he had a fling with my daughter-in-law. He said she drove for 4 hours to see him, and over the course of that weekend, they had sex 3 times. He said it was terrible, and he told her it will never happen again, but she won't leave him alone. I am not equipped to handle this. Do I encourage my son to tell his big brother about what he did to his wife, or should I stay out of this? Well, of course, I think you know the answer to this, Dad. This is all terrible, first of all. It's bad on both parts. Your younger son for betraying his blood brother, and of course, wifey for her slimy behavior. And, you know, that could possibly break up this family. And Dad, you shouldn't have to be equipped to handle this. No one is equipped to deal with this kind of foolishness. No, you shouldn't tell your older son, and neither should your younger son. If this ever gets out, it will start a family feud like no other. Your younger son needs to stop all communication with this woman, his sister-in-law, meaning stop texting her, stop answering her calls, all of that. They got to stop this. Please tell him that, just tell him that so he can move on, leave her, try to put this behind him and move on if he can, because if the son finds out, this is going to be a mess right here. It already is. And I just don't understand why he would do that to his brother and why she would do it and possibly break up a family between two brothers. Steve?
I'm confused. Okay. I'm very confused. Okay, you all have heard the letter that Shirley just read. You heard Shirley's response. Here's my confusion, and it's not directed at Shirley. It's directed at things I've heard women say. This is what I've heard women say throughout the course of my life. If this is my friend, I would tell my friend. If she was my friend, let's say a woman saw a man cheating on one of her girlfriends. Though I've heard the woman say, if she was my friend, she would tell me. I've heard women say, I would want to know. I've heard women say, she's my friend, I have to tell her. I'm just saying I've heard these things. That may not apply to every woman, but I've heard this a lot, and I think you all will admit you've heard that too. Now, based on that right there, now let's go to Shirley's response. Shirley says she knows that this father knows the answer to this, and he has got to stay out of this because no one is equipped for this. I'm looking at both sides of this letter now because I really don't know how to respond quite yet. So now, ladies, let me get this right. If someone was cheating on you, you always say you would want to know. And then women always feel a lot of times, not all women, but a lot of women feel like it's their obligation to tell their friend what they saw. We have letter after letter after letter about this conflict that you all are facing. So in this letter right here, is it because they are men that they should leave it alone, let it go? Is it because he is the father? These are his sons. I do understand Shirley's concern that this could break up the family because it's a betrayal of the younger son,
right,
who betrayed his big brother. That is the foulest of this.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the foulest of all of this.
Yes.
That is your brother. I don't care what this chick come to you with. This is my brother.
Yeah. Blood.
This is my brother. So to me, the young boy is the foulest. Now, is the wife, the daughter-in-law, the sister-in-law stank? Oh, absolutely. Garbage.
I like that.
Trash.
I mean, straight trash, man. And now all of this falls in the lap of the father. Because the young boy is so tossed up. They got to have a great relationship because he took it to his dad. When we come back, I still don't know what I'm going to say.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my daughter-in-law and my sons. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. This is a wild one right here. My daughter-in-law and my sons.
That's this man, 64 years old, got... And he's got two sons. And the oldest son is married to a woman for over 10 years. They have three grandchildren. He absolutely adored this woman. And then he heard her having a conversation one morning. He got up to have coffee. She was in her office and got up and heard her talking to someone on the phone and said, your parents took the grandkids to the mall today, which meant he thought you could only be talking to the oldest son. You know, or one of his sons. Mm-hmm. So, because they only had two kids. All right. Fast forward. They over there. They expecting everybody home for Christmas. The phone rings. It's on vibrate. It's some messages and texts from the younger son to the daughter-in-law. Now, dad is confused and then thought, well, maybe he was trying to surprise everybody. They get on the FaceTime on Christmas. Come to find out he wasn't coming at all. Finally, the young boy talks to his 64-year-old dad and say, Dad, I need to talk to you. I got a problem. This woman, the daughter-in-law, my brother's wife, drove to see me for 4 hours. We had sex 3 times. It was terrible. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. And he told her it'll never happen again. But she won't leave him alone. And the man is saying, I'm not equipped to handle this. Do I encourage my son to tell his big brother about what he did to his wife? See, listen to that sentence, dog. Do I tell my son to tell his big brother about what he did to his wife? Wow. That is the most powerful statement in this whole letter for this man. Because he's a man. He know what that older boy gonna feel or think. And he knows this could blow up. Because it's going to blow up. because the oldest son is going to be destroyed on both sides. My wife betrayed me, but my little brother did too. I had an incident that happened to me a long, long time ago, and somebody lied and said my brother did it to me. When I called my brother, I was handling the situation. But when I called and I charged my brother with doing it to me, and I was so upset, man, talking to my brother, because all I kept saying, bruh, not you, man.
Yeah.
Bruh, not you. Dog, I didn't take this for anybody, but dog, you, bruh. My brother finally got, so I hung up. I went home. I was distraught. Finally, somebody came and said, man, I talked to your brother. Let me tell you what happened. He said, but you was just hollering and he couldn't get you listening. Turned out my brother didn't do it at all. The part that crushed me most was I thought it was a betrayal of my brother. And I could take it from anybody else, but not my brother, though.
Right.
Not my brother, man. Because we was raised to take care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, dad of 64 years, I don't really know what to tell you. I really, really don't. I have three sons. If this happened in my family, I would be really honestly, to be honest with you, I'd be feeling the way you are. And I wouldn't know what to do. But I'm a father, so I got to do something. You can't just let it lay. You can't. But, bruh, I don't know how to handle this. Because this right here can go south so fast. So fast. And the injury that could be caused to your oldest son is one that may not be repairable.
Breaking up of the family.
Your wife betrayed me, who's the mother of my children, and my little brother betrayed me. God, dog. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I talked to this little trifling girl, though.
The daughter-in-law?
Yeah.
As a father, you're saying you talked to the daughter-in-law.
You would let her know that you know the daughter?
Yeah, I know what didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want you to do is fix this.
By leaving.
Yeah, just bounce. Say you don't want this no more. Don't destroy my sons. Just go on, bounce and leave. But she not going to do that.
She's not going to do that, Steve.
Well, she not going to bounce and leave without the destruction. Because if she's that type of person, she going to think, well, I ain't going to be the only one hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you going to protect your sons.
Exactly.
Well, if you want me to blow my family up, I'm going to blow your family up too.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't know what to say. I truly, this is the first strawberry letter that has completely stomped me. Because I really just don't know what to say. I would really have to pray about this one. Because I don't have an answer. I just don't have an answer, man. This is horrible beyond anything. But I'm so disappointed in my younger son.
Yeah.
Boy, you didn't think for 1 minute, this my brother? This is my brother, man.
Yeah.
Bro, you come on. Oh man,
it's bad.
That would break
Steve.
My heart.
It would. Either way, it's bad.
That would break my heart because I got three sons.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. You can comment on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook or at Steve Harvey FM. Also, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.